This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, powered by BetterHelp.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do not confuse this with treatment or mental health advice or direction. Nothing on this podcast is made to supplement or supersede the relationship and direction of your mental health caretakers. Although David Koslowski is a licensed marriage and family therapist, he is not functioning as a certified mental health professional in this environment. And same applies to any professional who may appear on the OG Therapy Podcast. Welcome to the OG Therapy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of OG Therapy. And today's episode is about your brother's keeper. It's about siblings. And hopefully the problem wasn't the best example because I'm pretty sure he killed his brother in that Bible story. Anyways, moving on. Sibling rivalries are a big deal. Siblings fighting are a big deal. However, siblings getting along and working out their differences, that's also a big deal, just in a good way. So today I got a question from my last speaking event from a teenager, and the question goes like this. How can I be a better older sibling? Or for some other people, how could they be a better younger sibling? So I'm assuming by this question that this is the older sibling. And I'm glad that I got this question. I don't get a lot of sibling questions, but when I do get them, I always choose them. Because that's how young kids growing up, that's how they learn to deal with confrontation, sharing what's yours, what's mine. Everybody always says, you know, only children, you know, they're the worst because, you know, they get spoiled, they get everything they want. I don't specifically agree with that. I know a lot of only children that were great kids, great friends of mine growing up. The difference was how their parents treated them. So if you're only child and you're getting spoiled all the time, yeah, it's gonna be harder. So siblings, though, the reason why I like this question with siblings is that siblings really teach us so much about the outside world. Like, we're learning about how to have better social health based upon how we interact with our siblings. So if you're an older sibling and you're mean and you're a bully to your younger siblings, some may argue, hey, that makes your younger siblings resilient and tough. And others may say, well, that's not cool, and it's going to give your younger siblings a lot of issues. So to answer this young person's question, how do you be a better older sibling? The first thing I want to say to this young person and anyone that's listening that's an older sibling that would like to be a better sibling is you don't know how your little siblings look at you. What I mean by that is just because they're annoying to you, just because they bother you, just because maybe they've told on you and tattled on you to mom and dad before, doesn't mean that they don't desperately seek and want and need your attention and your acceptance. Older siblings that want to be a better older sibling, you have to know that your time and attention is so valuable to your younger sibling. Now, if you have a younger sibling that has some potential issues, like one common issue is ADHD, then that sibling might be hyperactive, they might be annoying, they may bug you more, but it doesn't mean that they don't want to be around you. It doesn't mean that they don't want your acceptance. So for older siblings, know that they want your acceptance and know that if you have a good relationship with them and they become an ally instead of an adversary, you can actually get them to be like a wingman or a wingwoman, whatever your younger sibling is. What I mean by a wingman or wingwoman is the older siblings that I've worked with that's that have had an issue with being bullying or just mean to the younger siblings, I was able to show them that these little siblings of yours would actually do anything for you. If you play your cards right, this is healthy manipulation, not unhealthy manipulation, I'm about to suggest. If you play your cards right and you're cool to your younger siblings, they'll help you with your chores. They might even cover for you if you lied to mom and dad about something. Not a big lie, of course, just a little lie. So younger siblings, they can be a great scout, meaning they can be the person that say, hey, go see if mom and dad, if they're in a good mood or a bad mood, or hey, go check on this for me. I'll go, hey, see if the dog is outside barking. If you're an older sibling and you feel like you had to do tons of things that your little sibling doesn't have to do, get a good relationship to your little sibling, and your little sibling will willingly do those things for you because they want your attention. And if they can get it in a good way, they feel like they can be able to hang out with you or be your partner in some sort of way, they're going to take that opportunity. If they feel like the only thing that they can get from you is anger, agitation, frustration, then they're going to continue to do things that anger you, agitate you, and frustrate you because it's just getting your attention. Younger kids don't know how to have a seat at the table. They don't know how to earn respect. They don't know how to communicate properly. So what I want you to do as an older sibling, now that you know that you can like putty in your hand and get your younger sibling to help you and do lots of things, I'm going to tell you what you got to do for them first. You got to go to your younger sibling and you actually have to apologize for times that you have been mean or hard on them. And I don't necessarily want you to do this right after you do something. Of course, you should apologize if you're mean to your younger sibling, if you do something mean to them. I mean, this should be random. You should kind of pick a moment that catches them off guard. They wouldn't see this coming. Let's say you're an older brother, and let's say every time your friends come over, your little brother annoys you, wants to hang out, play video games with you, and you're always yelling at him, pushing him away. Pull your younger brother aside and say, hey, come here, I got to talk to you about something. Younger brother will be like, uh-oh, what's going on? come to my room. Comes in your room, and they say, hey, listen, I just want to tell you.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
First, there was Tuesday. Then, there was Taco Tuesday. Now at Wendy's, there's Takis Tuesday. Get a new Takis Fuego meal, a.k.a. Takis Fuego Chicken Sandwich, Fuego Fries inspired by Takis, a bag of Takis Fuego Chips, a small drink, and also a small Frosty Classic. Yes, you can get that any day, but on Takis Tuesday, the Frosty is free. Make every Tuesday a Takis Tuesday. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego Chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
I'm sorry for the way I've been treating you lately. You're going to shock your younger sibling. They're going to look at you and be like, wait, what's going on? And they say, I know you're probably a little caught off guard, like why I'm saying this, but I'm going to tell you why I'm apologizing to you. Is I realize that if I get angry at you and mad at you and yell at you and call you stupid and call you names, obviously that's just going to hurt your feelings. And I'm doing it because I'm frustrated because you're not acting or behaving a certain way that I want you to act and behave. But I realize that I did a lot of the same things when I was your age too. And I annoyed my older sibling, or if you don't have an older sibling, say, and I'm sure I annoyed a lot of older people. So what I want to do is I want to make you a deal. And the deal is, when my friends come over, if you don't like bother us and act like really annoying and goofy around, stuff like that, trying to get our attention, and you just kind of play it cool, well then, at the end, when we're hanging out and playing, or towards the end, I'll let you come and play with us a little bit. Just in the very beginning, when we get there, I'm waiting for my friends to come over. They're waiting to come over to the house and they want to hang out with me. It's not that we don't like you, dude. It's not that like you're a dork or you're not cool. It's just that like we're all the same age and we all get the same jokes. And I know you want to hang out with us. It just sometimes you say things and you're trying to make us laugh and it just doesn't work. The joke doesn't land. And then we look at you, we laugh at you, we make fun of you, then you feel bad. So to prevent this, I'm going to actually help you out. So when my friends come over tomorrow, play it cool, say hi to them. Hey, what's up? Whatever. Look at me. I'll give you a little wink. You walk away. I want you to give us at least 30, 45 minutes. After that, walk by the room and come in and say, hey, just kind of say, hey, what's up? And we'll look at you. Hey, what's up? And look at me and give me that look like, you know, is it okay yet? And then I'll give you the look like, yes, nod your head. And I'll nod my head and say, yeah, you can come in and just come in and just hang out around us. Or if maybe we need a little more time, I'll look at you and say like, I'll just put up like a 10 sign, like 10 minutes or like 15 minutes. And then you come back 10, 15 minutes later. And when you come back 15 minutes later, what I want you to do is I want you to just sit there and watch us playing games. And then when someone does a good move or does something cool, I want you to be like, oh, dude, that's sick. And I want you to encourage that person. I want you to participate by hyping them up. I don't want you to talk trash to the other person that's playing and mock them or make fun of them. See, I notice you like to try to talk trash to us because we talk trash to each other, but we can talk trash to each other like that because we're the same age and we're friends. You being younger, if you talk trash to us, even if you're not meaning it serious, you're just joking around with us, you don't really have the right because we're older. So for example, if a kid younger than you was popping off and making fun of you, you'd look at that kid like, who the heck do you think you are? Like, you don't have the right to say something like, that's me, you're way smaller than me, I can beat you up, or I'm not telling you to say that, but you get what I'm saying. Like, this is what normally happens with younger kids. So just hang out in the room, chill for a little while, make some comments on other people playing, and then eventually someone will say like, hey man, you wanna play? Or I'll say, hey, you wanna take a turn? Why don't you jump in? And we'll invite you in. See, the problem that you don't understand is that if you're constantly begging us and asking us to play, it's really clingy and it looks really desperate. And when people are desperate, it's not attractive. So just give us time alone. Don't even be in the same room with us. 30, 45 minutes. Come in, check with me, and I give you the nod and the wink. Then you come hang out for a little bit. Trust me, if you do this over a number of weeks, you'll eventually just kind of be there. My friends will be used to you hanging out with us. But also, it doesn't cut into my time because, you know, I need to hang out with my friends too. But I remember how it was when I was younger. You always want to hang out with the older kids. So I make you a deal. I'll work on being cooler and allowing you to kind of come in and hang out as long as you work on and not begging us and asking us to hang out, but just kind of give us a little time on our own so that we can eventually invite you to hang out with us. So I want you guys, the listeners right now, if you have a teenager, an older sibling, please send this to them. Or if you're a parent, you have a kid that's an older sibling, you want them to have a better relationship with the younger sibling, send this podcast to them so he or she can listen to this. If it's a girl, it's the same thing. But instead of like, you know, the video games, like, hey, me and my friends are trying on clothes, we're putting on makeup and stuff. Don't annoy us and try to hang out with us when you haven't been invited in. Let us do our thing. Let us hang out. And just slowly kind of stop in, make a couple comments. And then when the time's right, I'll tell you, hey, you know, why don't you come hang out with us for a little bit? And I'll give you the invitation. So it works the same way with girls. It just obviously be different subject matter, unless obviously your girl loves video games. But usually video games is a typical thing with boys. Hair, makeup, you know, talking, being online, stuff like that. That's the thing with girls. So send this podcast to any teenager you know to help them be a better sibling. Now for younger siblings, I'll do an episode on that next week about how younger siblings, how you can earn the trust and respect and get invited by your older siblings to actually hang out with them and their friends. Well, you guys, until next time, you guys know the deal. Follow us on OG Therapy on all your podcast platforms, anywhere you like to listen to podcasts, on YouTube. And also you can follow us on OG Therapy on Instagram as well. We're on, on TikTok. You can follow us on Social Health Initiative. And on Instagram, you can also follow us on Social Health Initiative. That's our nonprofit organization that promotes everything that this podcast is about, which is social health, aka relationship health. Well, until next time, you guys, thank you very much and be cool.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.